Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A very happy new year. We hope that if you're visiting us here at St. Benedict's today, if you're with family and friends, we hope you feel at home. We're so happy to have you. The great Mark Twain once said that it was very easy for him to quit smoking. As a matter of fact, it was so easy for him to quit that he did it about 100 times a week. When it comes to the new year, we speak of resolutions. And a lot of people are concerned about how their life is going to be different in 2017. I myself, I've been losing the same 15 pounds for the last 20 years. But we all have projects for our life. We all have visions of what this new year will be like or can be like. And we look at today's gospel, and I believe it really puts it in context. Because even though for us, 2017 in our secular calendar is a new year that has just begun, the church tells us to go back a bit. To go back to that manger and to think of the holy name of Jesus. And today, we don't just think of the manger as something that occurred 2,000 years ago. Today, we think of how that experience of all of those people involved, angels, shepherds, Mary, Joseph, the child, the animals and the beasts that surrounded them, the hay, all of them creatures of God. What does that say to us about our own faith experience in the 21st century? Think about it. The shepherds said they went there because God had told them to go, and they went there with great expectation. I want you to think about your own experience of first impressions. You're going to meet someone for the first time. Sometimes you're going to go meet the in-laws, or you're going to go meet, you know, someone who's proposed to your daughter or your son or something. There's movies about that all the time. And you're wondering what that first impression is going to tell you. I've had the honor of meeting several presidents, and when you see a president on TV or something, you see one thing, and then you see them in person, you kind of get to know someone different. I remember the first time my wife and I met Oprah Winfrey, for example. You know, you see Oprah, and she's, wow, the most watched television personality, and there's kind of this awe. And then you meet her, and she's just like one of us. Like your neighbor, like that nice lady you grew up with. So imagine the expectation of those shepherds when they had in their mind and heart that they were going to go meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Messiah, the Savior. Did they expect to see a castle? Did they expect to see a big red carpet leading to a kind of crib throne or throne crib? The gospel tells us they got there and they saw Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. They saw the child laying in some hay. So what is it that they were looking for? What is it that they were expecting? And how did their expectations impact their reality? I would venture to say the same exact thing happens to us. We say we have faith. We say we believe in God. We say that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, right? And we say that God is always with us. Yet, sometimes, in the trajectory of life, we become fearful, insecure. We feel alone. We feel afraid. You look at the world around us, and now with the 24/7 news cycle, you get to hear about all the violence happening in all the world. What happened in Istanbul last night, for example, what happens all over the place, there's always something happening, and there's always something to be afraid about. But what is it that we expect? As we begin this new year, what do we expect? Where do we expect to find the Lord? Because sometimes our expectations are also unreal. Sometimes our expectations are not connected to reality. Sometimes we think that we will find God in some lofty places, and yet we find Jesus, we find the Lord present in so many simple ways. We too, like the shepherds, must keep our hearts and minds open to those moments of grace that God would provide in this new year, those places where we will encounter the living God. It's not always as we plan it. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say, for the most part, you are going to find God in the least expected places. But there's something else that anticipation or expectation speaks about. There's something else that it's telling us. It's telling us that we're called to live in hope. We're called to live in hope. Because if you think about it, there was great turmoil. As the shepherds went to meet Jesus, there was political turmoil. There was instability. I'm sure there was a great deal of poverty and suffering and difficulty of all kinds. The same kinds of struggles we hear about in our world today, right? Yet they had the hope that by following that star and going to that special place, they were going to meet the one sent by God to make all things new, to make everything whole, to save the world. And that's the kind of hope we must live with. As followers of Jesus, we're called to be bearers of that hope. One of the great things I love about this gospel is that it tells us constantly from the beginning to the end that they had heard this about Jesus, that they had heard that about Jesus, these things that they had heard. And then it says that Mary pondered them and treasured them in her heart. Mary kept them in her heart. Now, of course, we don't know exactly what those details were, but we kind of know the story. This newborn babe was to be the savior of the world. So, of course, in our own lives, as we struggle for answers, as we struggle for peace, for justice, as we seek to live in a more loving world, we must be bearers of that message of hope. That God is among us. That the God we believe in became flesh, became one like us, incarnate, real, touchable. And that he wanted to be with us to change this reality. And the only way this reality changes, with the bigotry and the prejudice and all the things that we're hearing, unfortunately, the only way that changes is if each and every one of us become instruments of the truth of God, of the love of God, of the goodness of God. It's the only way this society can be transformed if we, through our words and actions, make Jesus present in all of our surroundings. Where is God to be found? God is everywhere. Where is God to be proclaimed? God needs to be proclaimed everywhere. Where is the hope of Jesus needed? It's needed everywhere. We must be bearers of that hope. And like the shepherds, We must go back and praise God. You hear what they said? It says they found the baby Jesus, and they were there, and they were in awe. But then it says they went back to their native place, praising God for what they had experienced. Are we able to praise God in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our difficulties, in the midst of our obstacles, in the midst of our sickness, in the midst of the family situations that may arise? Are we able to praise God because we know that God is with us in spite of it all? See, that's what the shepherds did. They praised God in spite of it all. And they were filled with hope. As we begin 2017, may we be filled with hope. The hope that comes from knowing that God is with us. And that there is no difficulty, no struggle, no strife that can keep us from experiencing the love of the God with us. That baby born in the manger came to save us. May we expect to find him in so many different situations, that by the grace of God, we may be open enough to recognize his presence among us always. Have a happy and blessed 2017. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.